Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so we know the Astrodome is this gigantic eyesore sitting over there next to NRG Stadium. And I know there's history in there, but it is currently literally a condemned building sitting over there. And it's a very polarizing condemned building. It is one that many would like to see just go away. It's another one that many would like to see repurposed in some shape, form, or fashion.
It's not, I guess, not to get bogged down in technicalities, but it's not, I mean, it's not condemned.
Oh, okay.
It's in limbo.
Oh, okay.
Nobody knows exactly what's going to happen to it. We know that it would cost $100 million to tear it down.
Okay. Cal said it was condemned in a soundbite he did with Will Kunkel in an interview.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going off
that. For me to hear it, condemned means like, oh yeah, there's a plan to tear this thing down.
Okay.
Where in fact, nobody wants to pay the $100 million to tear it down. But the rodeo and the Texans they're not all that interested in any of these plans that pop up every 3 years with a with fancy images of how it's going to become a multi-use center of commerce and parking and data storage that the latest plan from the Conservancy suggests they should do.
So for those who don't know who the Conservancy is, it's the Astrodome Conservancy, and it's a group that's got funded a couple of years ago to try to come up with some plans to do some things with the Dome and eventually save it and maybe make that part of town a little more vibrant over there with, as Seth just pointed out, retail and walking parks and places to hang out outside and inside and data storage, yes, indeed, is part of it. On Wednesday, yesterday, they unveiled the ambitious plan that they have, Vision Astrodome, to answer the decade-long question of what to do with the landmark property. It is a $1 billion plan. The only thing about this plan is that there's nowhere in this article in the Chronicle I see where they're coming up with the $1 billion. That's the one issue. It's just it's a minor issue, but there's nowhere in here that they've found the $1 billion to go execute.
You know why this angers me, Sean?
Yeah.
Because we keep getting these plans. Like somebody wins an architecture competition, they put the plans in the Chronicle, and like, ooh, ah, it's beautiful. It's like when I was a kid and I would see concept cars at a car show. And you didn't quite understand that, like, no, this car is never going to be produced.
Right.
It looks badass.
It's badass,
right? No,
yes.
There's not actually an engine in it. But, and there's some disillusionment there that comes with that. Because you see it, and you don't understand the concept of concept cars. And I just assume that this is what you're going to be able to pick up when I turn 16. Surely I'll make that much money by then buy that car. And now I get these concept Astrodomes every few years. They look awesome.
No, they look awesome. And they had a full...
But then they're like, oh, yeah, but it's going to cost $1 billion and we don't have the money.
Yeah,
oh,
they did a full-blown presentation of it yesterday. Like, and I'm watching some of the video, the presentation. I'm like, no, that looks totally cool. Like, if you could just, like, you know, find a genie in a lamp and wish that I could have that, I would totally rather have that than knocking down the building. For sure, that looks amazing. But it costs $1 billion, and I think I'd rather see the $1 billion go to some other things around town, maybe. And it's interesting because you point out the constituencies that that get approached with these plans, like saying, hey, maybe we should do this. And it's largely the Texans and the rodeo and the county that get approached with these. The head of the rodeo, Chris Bowman, who's the president and CEO of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, sent an email to the Chronicle in response to this plan on Tuesday. And he said this: the rodeo has not had formal conversations with the Conservancy in more than a year. The rodeo does not support the previously presented concepts as they conflict with our organization's strategic vision and operational needs. We voiced our concerns on several occasions with the Conservancy. There's no proposed or official plan that our organization has agreed to or been made aware of regarding the future of the Astrodome. However, the rodeo Texans in the county have been working on plans for NRG Park's future. Our goal remains to focus on functioning buildings, enhancing our experience, and growing our event. End quote. This is somebody who is like waiting for the Jehovah's Witnesses to get off his front stoop right now.
It's honestly, it feels like you feel like you're in a neighborhood where, okay, there's a bunch of teardowns, there's old ranch houses, everything that's going up is brand new, much bigger, it's going to be a higher price point. But somebody like trying to come up with all these exotic plans to save some ranch house in the middle of the neighborhood, and none of them make economic sense, because ultimately what those houses are worth is the dirt that they're on.
Yeah.
And I think that right now, if you're looking at the Astrodome and how, yes, as magnificent a structure as it once was, it's a huge hunk of concrete on several acres of land, and the land is way more valuable than the structure for commercial purposes.
Yep.
And I think that there's probably the feasible things to do if you take away any of the emotion that's tied up or in it or wrapped up in it, is that, yeah, a parking structure probably makes more economic sense than anything you could repurpose with the Astrodome. Because if it was a slam dunk billion-dollar project that was going to make money, there are developers that would love to be a part of it. They haven't come up with anything that's actually economically feasible.
That's right.
For anybody to jump into that billion-dollar pool of investment.
Yeah, I'm a knock it down guy. I mean, I am. I understand the history of it. I do. I mean, I admittedly came here in the 90s, so it was the back end of the heyday for the Astrodome. You know, like, you know, by the time I was here, you know, 5 years, they formed the Harris County Houston Sports Authority to start building new buildings here. So I understand I'm a guy that's at the back end, but other cities, every other city has taken the building that houses all their memories.
Yeah.
And they've destroyed these buildings, and yet, you know what doesn't happen in your brain? The memories don't go away. Like, it's not like Back to the Future, where Marty and his siblings started disappearing from the picture because they changed the entire course of the universe. You know what I mean? Like, no, the memories are still there. When they knock the building down, there's not some Control-Alt-Delete that happens with your brain. It's all good. You can still remember, you know, sitting in there for Astro playoff games or Big Oiler Monday night games.
The thing that's different with the Astrodome in terms of the people that were actually around and can remember the construction of it was that it was, at the time, something incredibly innovative and ambitious.
Unquestionably,
and that's the part where I think, even when you read all these stories about Judge Hofhinds and the way he lived his life and the way he went out and got money to invest in all this stuff, and it seems like he was a character that doesn't exist in America anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it just, like, these, and so it was kind of a magical moment in Houston history where they were coming onto the scene in the sports world and in a lot of other ways that was pretty exciting and innovative.
Yeah.
And I get that. I can't, or at least I get that I can't really get it because I didn't live through it.
Right.
I understand the people that were there for it. Then I think it's a little bit different than just the building that people used to go to watch games in.
Yeah, and to be clear, like, it's not one of those things where these people like you're describing, Seth, if that were their counterpoint to me, I'm not treating them like they're flat earthers or something. Like, I totally get that. But tough decisions have to be made sometimes.
And I can tell you, too, that just almost all of those people tend to be in our age group and older, who are also that, like, yeah, hey, we want nice things, but we also don't want to be paying taxes for something I ain't going to be
using. Billion? What?
All right?
Yeah.
So there's even people that have emotional attachment to it that are like, yeah, but, I mean, public money for, like, this thing that nobody else will offer private money for, that it doesn't feel like what I'm into these days.
Right. No, you're right. If it was a good business plan, somebody privately would come up with the money for it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. Yeah. This is just to kind of lay out, we talked about the Texans and the rodeo and how people feel about it. The McNairs, Cal and Hannah, actually sat down with Will Kunkel. This was, I think, during the preseason. This is several months ago, but they Will Kunkel asked Cal and Hannah about the dome and what do we do with this here?
What's next for the Astrodome? What is going to happen with that building?
It's a county building, so whatever they decide to do, I'm sure they'll figure out something soon. It's I think it's been condemned, and it's not being used, so it's a drain on the taxpayer. So we'll see what the county decides to do.
Okay, Cal's exactly right.
I'm not saying anything.
So Cal's 100% correct because it was officially condemned in 2009.
Okay.
That's because it doesn't have a... So I guess it's scheduled for demolition, right? But it's condemned in terms of not being fit for human use.
Right. Don't go in there.
Officially.
Yeah, don't go in there. So there you go. Man, I found the quotes hilarious from the head of the rodeo that, like, it was, I'm reading this, I'm like, yeah, this is him saying, I wish these people would just go away with their big highfalutin plans here, man. Like,
it's fun. It's kind of like the Springfield tire fire at this point. I kind of look at it as a point of pride. They're like, yeah, it's the Astrodome, right? Oh, the Packers have their fancy Packers Museum.
The Packers Hall of Fame, which is pristine.
We've got a whole freaking dome right there.
Yeah, man.
Look at it. Just look at it.
Yeah.
Look at it. Don't look at it too long.
Hey,
but
man.
Look at it.
You house your memories how you house them, and we'll house them how we house them, okay?
Yeah.
You choose to do it in a nice, brand new building with pictures and interactive kiosks and things. We choose to do it with a building that's been condemned and houses thousands of feral cats. Okay.
Hey, what do you guys do? Do you take flowers to your grandmother's grave?
Right.
Every year on the anniversary of her death. No. Our homage to her is we've got her old plastic covered sofa in the living room.
That's right.
Actually, just next door. We keep it in the yard next door.
Yeah.
That's grandma's sofa.
Yeah.
It's a flowery pattern, and it's got plastic protection.
Yeah, okay. Right. And there, people are like, "Is that a skeleton in there?" Like, "Oh yeah, that was grandma." Like, she's not.
Yeah, that yet. Was right.
Yeah,
right.
We actually kept her too. Yeah.
That's our fitting way to remember her.
Yep. That's how we do it. You do you, and we'll do us. All right. Stop judging. All right. 8 o'clock hour coming up. The Anthony Richardson situation in Indianapolis with the Colts. They are starting Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis. Why this situation and how silly Shane Steichen sounds doing this should be a warning sign for the Houston Texans. I'll explain coming up next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.